What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome in to CHGO Bulls Post Game, coming to you live from our studios here in West Loop, downtown Chicago. I'm Peck, Bulls underscore Peck, Big Dave, to my left, BAWL Sports, our pound producer under controls is Joey Smathers. Our guy Will the Goat will join us later on tonight's postgame show from the United Center, where we watched the Bulls handle the, I feel sorry for them, Washington Wizards. 127-98 was the final. Bulls cruise in this one. Big night, career night from our guy Io DeSumo. Love seeing that. Things getting a little weird, a little wild, a little chippy in the final minutes of this one, Dave.
It was fun. It was weird and wild, chippy. But before we get into it, I have an announcement.
Oh.
You know I make fun announcements.
Oh, you do?
You ready for this, Joe?
Is this the announcement I think it is?
It is the announcement you think it is.
Y'all prepare yourselves.
Ready for this. So I've been talking. I've been talking about my fantasy football victory this season and how huge it was. And I told you all, when I get the trophy, I will bring it in to show off to everyone. This is not a trophy that's being passed around. This is my personal belonging to me for the rest of eternity in my existence. And I have brought it here to share with you all. And you too, Joey Smathers. I brought it for you so you can gaze upon greatness and see what it looks like.
It's beautiful.
You ready for this? Matt already is approved.
Oh, I got a sneak peek.
It's beauty. You ready? Joey, you ready for this? Joe's ready? All right. Here we go. Gaze upon it, ladies and gents. Gaze upon that. Look at the wonderfulness of this.
Earned. Earned.
This thing is heavy, too.
You can kill a man with that.
This is true crystal right here.
Yeah.
There's no glass on this, baby. This is real crystal right here with the name of the winner on the bottom. This is awesome stuff right here. I am very proud of this.
Thank y'all
for being proud of me. It will sit here for the rest of the show and then go home with me, never to be seen up here again.
Kind of shocked.
Are you sure you don't want to do a little show and tell over at the United Center? The Bulls haven't seen a trophy like that in quite some time.
Oh, no. Just gaze upon its greatness. Okay. Right. Take some photos with you tonight.
Are you sure you don't want to do a little...
Bulls win!
One more.
Bulls win!
One more.
Bulls win!
And do it for yourself.
Bulls win!
And one for St. Patrick's Day.
Bulls win!
And one for Matt's birthday.
Bulls win!
There we go.
We're doing things.
Thanks for joining us, Bulls fans. Happy to have you here hanging out with us on a Saturday night. Hope everybody enjoyed themselves today safely, as responsibly as possible. Saturday of St. Patty's weekend. Always a wild day in Chicago.
Always a wild time. There were people outside yelling, and we didn't know why, but then we do know why.
It's Saturday of St. Patrick's
weekend. It's Saturday of St. Patty's Day.
The river is green. The people are drunk.
And the people are green, too, and the stuff coming out of them is green.
Man, I don't know about you, but on my drive to the office today, I saw some pretty impressive signs of intoxication.
Yes, very impressive.
The one that worried me was drunk people on bikes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm can we not do that?
How do you do that? How do you do that?
Poorly is the answer.
Yeah, you're right about that. I like how Garcon said at least somebody is having to commit to greatness around here. You got that right.
That's right.
Greatness, baby.
That's right.
That's what I was on. Somebody said,
could Big Dave go work for the Bears with his football championship pedigree?
Oh, my goodness, man. Look,
be nice. That was the other reason that today was a crazy day.
Yes.
Justin Fields,
y'all.
Headed to Pittsburgh.
How y'all feeling about it?
I think we know how Joe Cali feels.
Oh, Joe feels like they probably fleeced the Bears, you know?
I'm sure
he's talking plenty of trash.
Probably.
Because of that reason. And shout out to him, man. Big Steelers fan. Our guy, Joe Cali. So, you know, they got two good, solid quarterbacks.
I tuned in to some of the emergency pod that our CHGO Bears crew did. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
They were on that news quickly. Mm. And I hope that we can, as a collective fan base, just put a lot of that toxicity away because of this debate that's been raging for months now about Justin Fields, Caleb Williams. We saw some ugly shit. We saw Chicago sports fans say and do really mean, nasty things to each other about a quarterback position.
Yeah.
And it was not the most flattering time for Chicago sports fans.
Yeah, you were filling me in on some of those things that I wasn't aware of, and that just kind of made me sick.
I kept my distance from as much of it as I could, and it's even still just spills into your Twitter feeds, and people are crazy. But, again, it's all rooted in passion.
Yeah.
Passionate sports fandom. As Braggs always loves to say, fan is short for fanatic. We are a fanatical bunch. Thankfully, there was no stress involved in this Bulls win tonight.
No stress, man.
Save for, I mean, should we get the ugly part out of the way and then we can talk about all the nice things?
What was the ugly part?
The fact that Billy had some of his guys in there with 5 minutes to go, 4 minutes to go, 3 minutes to go. In a game where, yes, okay, the Wizards made a little fakey comeback there to trim it down to what? I think 14, 13?
15 or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, Io played 41 minutes tonight.
Come on, man.
Those are Kobe's minutes. he's playing his minutes and Kobe's minutes now.
Come on.
And, I mean, even DeMar playing 35, Caruso playing 34.
Why?
And then when you see Caruso get banged up on that one of the last plays when he was out there still.
Truly upset.
Late in a game that had been decided and doing Caruso things. Mm-hmm. Diving on the floor. And you see him come up a little hobbly, a little gimp. Mm-hmm. And you think, God.
Why were you in the game?
Why?
It's the only question I had when you watched that. Why was he in the game? It makes no sense. At some point in time, you just have to trust and believe your team can hold a 14-point lead against the Wizards. It's the Wizards. You're playing Boston. You know you're playing even a Heat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're playing one up. Fine. I won't even argue. I'll be like, yeah, okay, I get that. If you can't hold that against the Wizards, you can't trust your team to hold that against the Wizards? We got other problems, man. And then you create other issues. Even Adam Amin was on there like, you got to get your guys out of there.
Yep.
Like, you got to let them rest against the Wizards. It's the Wizards. My God. What truly upsetting sitting there watching that. Truly upsetting sitting there having to continue to watch that. Because, my God, it's the Wizards. I can't keep saying that enough. It's the Wizards. It's the Wizards, man. The Wizards. It's what they are.
Generalist. The Wizards, as Dave would say. Yes, exactly.
We sat there and played. Can you name more than four Wizard players on the team?
Yeah.
And we got to about three.
Yep.
And then it was like, you know, Joey Spathis?
Dude, I mean.
Like, who's on the team?
The Wizards bench tonight was just legit NBA 2K creative players.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you know, Anthony Gill, he's been around for a while. Patrick Baldwin Jr. But, I mean, come on. A Butler, a Bernard, a Johnny Davis.
Rashawn Holmes.
Some guy named Champagne. I don't know what's going on over there in Washington, D.C., but that is not a real NBA roster.
Yeah, man.
And, like, again, kudos to the Bulls for winning by this kind of margin.
Yeah.
What you hope is that you not only take advantage of a very winnable game, still trying to make your way towards the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
You take all the winnable wins you can get.
Yeah.
And ideally not have to do it in, you know, crunch time that could go either way. Mm-hmm. One play deciding a game.
Yeah.
Because the Bulls tend to play those kind of games more than any other. But the cherry on top would have been actually getting some more legitimate rest for your key guys.
Yes.
And they failed to do that.
Yeah.
And by they, collectively, I guess I shouldn't say it that way, Billy chose not to do that.
Yes.
And I think Bulls fans can be frustrated about that. Brian saying, Billy Thibodeau, Tom Donovan. Billy is killing Caruso.
It was frustrating. And I saw someone come and say, AC is fine. That's great. It's the point that he shouldn't have even been in there to be in that position to have that even come up, you know?
Right.
34 minutes for DeMar was crazy because he clearly was chilling the entire game.
He did not shoot a field goal attempt.
Yeah.
Well, so I think he got fouled on one early that maybe he went to the line. But his first official field goal attempt came with like 4 minutes left in the second quarter.
Yeah, and it was a layup on Io giving him a layup. He took 7 shots. Why he out there? You know, like, those guys should be the first to be having a seat. You have to trust your guys at some point in time against the worst team in the NBA. You've got to trust they can hold that lead, man, for real. It's the Wizards. It's the Wizards.
It's the Wizards.
It's the Wizards. Save big money at Wizards.
Jiggy Josh in the comments agreeing, saying just blew a team apart. Debo didn't even get out of first gear. Esteban saying, the young guys were looking good. If Billy cleared the bench earlier, maybe the Wizards coach would have too. Interesting point. Shout out to our guys. See, yeah, exactly. It's like, as opposed to the daunting actual Wizards they were facing for a hot second there. Because, I mean, their starting lineup, Holmes, Kuzma, Kispert, Poole, Coulibaly. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yawn, gag, and snore.
Yeah.
We don't know who's out there.
Yikes.
Right? Stop. Stop it, man.
C-Red UK saying, checking in to give the like. Goon of the night, Billy Donovan, playing the starter so long. Why, Billy? you know, we tend to, or you, tend to award Goon of the night for doing fun slash good Goon things.
Yes.
I think most Bulls fans are displeased with the goonishness of Billy Donovan leaving his guys in there as long as he did tonight.
It was ridiculous. It wasn't necessary. You got to let trust your guys in that position and in that place. You want to leave Io in because you don't trust the 13, but everybody don't have to be in there. You didn't have all four of them dudes. Like, yeah. It's like your starting lineup is in the game. For what?
Yeah.
For what, man? They can hold that lead. Like, your bench can hold that lead together. Fine. You want to leave one of your starters in? Want to leave two of your starters? Fine. Okay, great. Want to leave Vooch in there? He didn't play a lot of minutes. Leave him. Yeah, 29 and 12. Yeah, leave him in there. Great. Let him continue to cook these people. Wonderful. But DeMar's got to go sit, and Vooch, and I'm sorry, and Caruso has got to go sit.
Yeah.
Because we all know DeMar plays the most minutes out of anybody in the league, so he's got to sit. Caruso is often injured. So I can't take too many chances with a dude that we rely upon. Because especially with us losing all these wings that we're losing, Matt, you're going to need guys like Caruso to fill in on certain situations. So if I need you, and I know I need you going forward, why would I leave you in this kind of situation? To do what? To guard Jordan Poole? What am I doing, man? You got to trust your guys at some point in time. You got to trust your guys.
Our guy Fish in the comments said, I would have pulled him after that dumb Vooch shit. And like that, you know, some of that weird stuff where Vooch was getting chippy with, Eugene Omoyuri.
Yeah.
Who somebody also in the comments just said was playing like an offensive lineman out there. Like maybe, okay, he's got his own agenda.
Yeah.
He's trying to prove himself because he's on a shit team and he's getting bench minutes on a shit team.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there throwing himself and other bodies around.
Yes, he was.
In the fourth quarter of a game where it was a 25-point spread.
Yeah.
That is, okay, there is a way that you can understand why certain players and their mentality lead to actions like that.
Yeah.
I want to prove, like, hey, Vooch, I can take you.
Right, right.
As soon as shit starts to get chippy, mm-hmm. unnecessarily so, in a game that has been decided,
mm-hmm.
that is when I always feel, hey, anyone who does not need to be on that floor right now, get them off that floor right now.
Yeah.
Because you never know what can happen.
No, you're right, because those guys are out there trying to make a name for themselves. 10-day contracts, guys on a 1-year deals, you know, straight out of the G League. However, anybody don't know who you are, you're trying to stay in the league. And even when Vooch touched him, he immediately flopped.
Yeah.
Like, he was putting on a show. You know what I mean? He started putting on a show. I love what Stacey Keene, when he stayed, looked like Draymond Green's uncle. It was hilarious. By the way, that was absolutely hilarious. But yeah, man, like, you can't have them out there in that situation. That's just, I hate it. I hate it so much. Only because of the team they were playing. Recognize who your competition is, man. And know and trust that, yo, I think my guys can at least score a couple buckets. Because that's all you needed was like two buckets
mm-hmm.
to put this back up. What, you need all four of them out there to get two buckets, bro? But team will do it itself. Like, goodness gracious, man. Like, it was frustrating. It was frustrating to watch. Even though I enjoyed the fact they won, and of course you're happy they won, you expected them to win this game. But I didn't expect those guys to be out there. I was clamoring for it at the 8-minute mark. But then I was like, okay, fine, I understand. They're on the run. Okay, great. 5-minute mark, though. Guys got to sit. You know what I mean? You got to sit down, bro. Like, mm-hmm. they can't be out there. But you're bringing in Funk and you're bringing in Sanogo with a minute to go because Io and them are still out there on the floor? That's crazy, bro. Sorry. That's crazy. I will not be with it. I don't care your reasoning. I don't care your ideology on it. When you're playing a bum-ass team, shout out Joe Cali. When you're playing a bum-ass team like that.
Bum team alert.
Man, you cannot leave your starters on the floor in that situation. You have got to trust that your guys on the bench can carry that against a team that is that ass.
Yes, well said. Alexander in the comments saying, why do we wait so long to see Sanogo give it to Wizards 97, Omoyuri, for playing defensive tackle? Yeah, Sanogo did get in there, but not until the final minute of garbage time. If you're suggesting that you would have liked Sanogo to get in there and maybe throw his body around. Yeah, I mean, like, Sanogo's got himself a job, and it's playing pretty well for the Windy City Bulls and occasionally being called up for active duty when he is needed. Yeah. And the Bulls are shorthanded. You know, still no Kobe tonight, obviously. Julian Phillips, kind of a rough update that we got today on him. Yeah. Billy saying that he will be out and reevaluated in 2 weeks. Another foot injury.
What is going on?
Because the Bulls players aren't allowed to have feet that work. We can't have nice things. We can't have healthy feet. I don't know what the hell the deal is, but and you said it to me, and it was nice because it was like a little role reversal. Because usually I'm the snarky one who's predicting the worst,
sure,
preparing for the worst.
Sure.
You said to me, he's done for the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, 2 weeks from now is basically the end of March. Yeah. You got the first 2 weeks of April. Regular season is finale is right around the corner. So 2 weeks could turn to who knows.
Yeah. And it was the fact that Billy said he had been dealing with this.
Yes.
That's what I was like, oh, well, he's done. Like, because if you're playing through this and then they find out, no, something's really wrong, you're done. That's how I looked at it. I was like, no, man.
Patrick Williams was playing through some discomfort in his foot, and then they looked, and then they found, oh, you got a hairline fracture. Zach LaVine was playing through some stuff that was discomforting him in his foot. Hey, we found this loose bone flying around by itself in his foot where it's not supposed to be.
Yeah, Lonzo Ball was playing through this pain that he had in his knee, and then, oh, my God, he needed a whole new leg. What terrible luck, like, seriously, for this Bulls team, man. Like, they've been on a terrible luck streak with these injuries, which is why I didn't want to see the starters back out there on the floor, man. Good God.
Yeah. Brian saying, Billy should have pulled the starters after that Vooch tech.
Yeah.
Rob saying, exactly what is going on with all these foot injuries? Training staff needs to be investigated.
Yes.
Mike saying, oh, so the rest of the season for Phillips then with this medical staff. Yeah. Is it just, like, weird and dumb and kind of frustrating that Bulls fans have this feeling towards our team's medical staff?
Yeah.
And have for seemingly a long freaking time now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they had players that went through injuries that they dealt with back in the good old days, the glory days.
Yeah.
You know, Chip Schaefer left for a while and then came back.
Came back, right. Yeah.
Tanaka is no longer here.
Tanaka.
When the front office of Acme and Eversley came in, they brought in their people, and the coaching staff was overturned, and the medical staff was overturned. And yet still, somehow, Bulls fans have to sit here on tonight with this Phillips update or any other night or day with any other update and always assume to ourselves and say to each other, well, we know that this is worse than they're letting on, and it's going to take some surprising turn for the worse eventually.
Yeah.
It's messed up that we feel that way about the team that we cheer for and how they physically take care of the players out there playing.
Yeah.
It's fucking bogus.
Yeah. Messed up, bogus, all of that. Otto Porter Jr., yes. Lou Aldang, yes. There are many examples of this, of it happening and those injuries piling up and occurring throughout this long history. Since pretty much the D Rose time, you know, it's been like that for the Bulls, man. And I just wanted to stop. Like, I just would like a break from these injuries, if you don't mind, please. Goodness gracious.
We can't have nice things.
We can't have nice things.
Let's actually take our first break right there. Then we'll come back and dive into some happy stuff. Like,
yay,
the fact that Io DeSumo looks great tonight.
I like happy.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. But Tim had himself a nice little game tonight.
He was solid.
Talk about him, too.
He was solid.
We will do that on the other side of this ad break. While we are doing that, you know what to do, Bulls Nation, which is be doing two things at once. Listening to us, read ads, check out the products we tell you about, and hit that like button. Mm. Do it for our guy, Joe.
Yep.
Do it.
It's called a like spike now. Everybody hits the like button on three. One, two, three, hit it now. Go.
Like spike. Like spike.
It's Troll Joey's favorite thing.
I think you need a like spike graphic. I think you need one, man. Like the hat throw one that comes across, kind of like that.
Or
like Spike, right.
Maybe we just need yet another piece of earth-shattering Breaking Bears news.
Oh,
and, you know, just
yes.
See all the Bears fans.
Guys, you hear Justin Fields
stream.
Got traded? Yeah, I know. Hit the likes right now.
Bears Emergency Pod is going to be right around the corner. Just a few minutes. While you're here, hit that like button.
We won't release it until you give us these likes. Brilliant by Joey, by the way.
Indeed. Big Dave, who do we have on deck tonight?
Ray! CDJR. Are you in the market for a new vehicle?
Could be.
If you are, then some great news for you. Our partner, Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Fox Lake, is celebrating the Jeep Celebration event All month long.
All month.
Yeah.
All month.
All month long. That's how you sing, Joe. And.
Hello.
You know what that means? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know?
What?
You'll be able to rave about their savings on a wide selection of inventory. For a limited time, lease the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo Altitude for $439 a month for 39 months. Let me tell you right now, wow, that's a pretty good deal. If that ain't big enough.
That's 3 years and 3 months.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty damn good.
Quick math.
Brain, mine too. If that Grand Cherokee isn't big enough for you, check out the third row and lease a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited for $479 a month for 39 months. At Ray CDJR, you'll always be able to shop one of Chicago's largest inventories and drive home with more money in your hip pocket than you'd expect. And that's why they got the Ray Price Promise. So don't miss out. Shop great deals all month long and save big because Ray CDJR makes buying a new vehicle more affordable than ever. But that's not all. That's not all.
Mm.
Just for listening, you can get a free oil change when you mention CHGO at the service center or mention CHGO when you book online at RayCDJR/service. But you have to schedule before April 1st. So get that in, y'all, before April 1st. You can do it. So if you're in the market for a new vehicle, then you have to check out our team at Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram because they are the only team that we recommend. Visit them today on Route 12 in Fox Lake. For more information, visit Ray CDJR in Fox Lake or RayCDJR.com. Serving the community since 1963. Find new roads and let the roads lead you to Ray CDJR.
Woo!
Do it!
Prize Picks!
I had to throw for Prize Picks.
That's right, baby.
That's what's up.
Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Mm. It's worthy of a hat throw.
Facts.
They are the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS, if that's your jam. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks and what's-his-names on the Wizards bench, you just pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 different player stat projections for any game that you're watching. And watch the winnings roll in. Football season's over. We know this. It's okay because the action on the hardwood is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Mm-hmm. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Thank you, Joe. Where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cashola. Conference tourneys are here, underway. Mm. Crazy action going on. Shout out to Braggs, whose Purdue Boilermakers took a hard L in the Big Ten tourney.
Shout out to Ho.
Got trolled by Ho, got trolled by Kev, a couple of our Wisconsin Badgers here at CHGO. Yeah,
they were on them.
Which, you know, I feel for Braggs.
I do.
I also have a problem with people who went to Wisconsin.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's just weird.
Why?
Because it's Wisconsin.
Okay.
Enemy territory.
All right.
How do you be a Chicago sports fan and then also like a diehard Badgers fan?
Scholarship?
Don't. Doesn't.
Paying for my school? Yeah, I'll go.
Whatever. Well, whoever you think is going to win the Big Ten tourney or any of the other conference championships, you can make some picks on it at Prize Picks. Be a part of the action for both men's and women's college basketball. You can win up to 10, I'm sorry, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, college basketball, NHL entries today on Prize Picks. It's America's number one fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com/CHGO and use code CHGO for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/CHGO.
He's yelling at me.
Use code CHGO. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
So Garcon says, I had a boss who was a Badgers fan. Total prick.
Thank you, Garcon. Cold hard evidence. I don't think Kevin or Hogue are pricks.
No.
I think they're nice guys.
They're very nice guys.
Badgers.
You just don't like their choice of schooling.
Anything above that state border. No, thank you.
He's not a fan.
Not a fan.
He's consistent. He's consistent.
Dave.
Yeah.
Career high. Iota Sumu.
Ball.
34 points.
Yes.
I'm a little upset that he stayed in there
longer than he should have or needed to. Mm-hmm. As soon as he got that 30, I was like, Billy, take him out.
Oh, I was done. Yeah.
But he did it. He did it efficiently. 14 of 22 from the field. 4 of 7 from 3. One shy of his career high in makes behind the three-point line,
yeah,
which is 5. Also dishing out 9 dimes, taking on more of that, playmaking responsibility in this hopefully short absence of Kobe White. Mm. And as much as I love the scoring, when you see Io find different ways and different spots on the floor to confidently get his points, I think I might love the 9 assists and 1, count them, 1 turnover even more than that. On the heels of a game where we were talking about Io kind of struggling in certain moments,
yeah,
taking on a larger part of those ball handling and playmaking responsibilities with Kobe out.
He balled. I think it's that simple. And you're right. It was a great response. I understand the team he played against. We get it. But it was a great response to what he did in that last game. Because we talked about, like you just said, how he struggled. I believe it was 1-6 from the three-point line, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Like, he really struggled in that game. But in this one, he really came out like he comes out every game, hot early. But this, it just continued. And he was relentless, like, tonight. When he figured out they weren't going to play any defense and continue just letting him attack the rim, it was time to eat constantly. All he did was attack, 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 and attack some more, and then attack a little bit more also. You saw that's how Vooch started getting off a little early on, because Io was attacking the rim and just dissing it off to Vooch, just getting him some, easy looks inside. It was great. Like, you're right, the one turnover, the plus 22, he was tied with the team for the team lead and the plus minus. He was a plus 22 out there. But, yeah, it was just really great to watch, because this is a guy we know who can – I said he's at a point now where you can just put it in pen that he's going to have double-digit points. I like when he's called upon to do a little bit more and he shows up for you in a big way. Mm-hmm. Not just in a way for Kobe's 34, but in a way because DeRozan was clearly chilling. So you're making up for those points too, and those impact points, you know what I mean? To continue this lead and continue doing what the Bulls were doing, and then also doing it on the defensive end, because that's what he does. He plays defense very well. But he was great from beginning to end. He was awesome. He deserved all the accolades, all the water dumping on him. I hope they did, but show him all the love. We were very excited when he got those 30 points, man. We wanted him to get over that hump and get that 30. We were excited to see it.
It's he's always, I think, been a fan favorite when it's just in similar ways that Derek was and still is. You know, it's not like Io was a second-year All-Star and gonna, third-year MVP.
He did not retire.
He is not on that track, and no, he did not. Also, can we acknowledge how ridiculous it is that people are still getting duped by fake Woj accounts? Come on. It's called Twitter alerts, people. Use them. Or if you don't, because you don't want a bunch of Twitter alerts popping up on your phone all day, every day, then look at the account, maybe, before you retweet it, quote tweet it, comment on it, spread it further. And shout out to our poor guys, Adam and Stacey, who got by it.
Yeah, man. They got.
Well, it's no surprise that our buddy Bragg's got caught by it.
Well, no, not always gets... It's called pulling the Braggs.
Exactly.
It's called pulling a Braggs. Shout out to him.
Derrick Rose did not retire. But anyway, like, Chicago Bulls fans love Chicago products who end up coming and playing for the Bulls.
Yeah, true.
Morgan Park Zone. Like, we know Io. We really like Io. He seems to be a young man with a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And has been putting the work in, clearly, to make improvements in specific parts of his game over the last couple of years.
Yes.
And when you see him have a kind of bounce back game like this, and yes, okay, grain of salt, it's the Wizards.
We get it.
But still, he was like, oh, we got the Wizards tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be checked by, as somebody in the comments pointed out, like, I'm not getting guarded by Paul George or Kawhi at any point tonight.
Right.
Cool. I'm going to go cook their asses. And he did. That's the kind of stuff you want to see from Io moving forward, even if it is sometimes more a complimentary role and he won't have as much ball handling and playmaking responsibilities on a nightly basis as he did tonight, assuming that he and Kobe are going to be playing in this backcourt together for a while.
Yeah, and even looking on the other side, as I mentioned, the defense, Jordan Poole started, actually. He's used to coming off the bench. He started tonight going against Io, 13 points, 4 of 12 shooting. from him. All his stuff came off the 3-point line. So Ayo did an excellent job, and 4 turnovers also. But Ayo did an excellent job defending him, but also running him through the ringer, because every time he got the ball, it was attack, attack, attack. And using his speed, realizing what he does well, that's somebody who's studying the game and truly wants to be a better basketball player, man. And just working on what he doesn't do well, but also attacking what he really, truly does well, mm-hmm. you know, and making it more better, more elite, putting himself on bulletin boards like, hey, guys, we got to stop this move. You know what I'm saying right here that he's doing constantly. But on nights like this, it's just beautiful to see when teams can't do anything to him. The 3-point shooting was beautiful mm-hmm. by Ayo, man. Nothing was really forced. Everything was kind of a catch and shoot. I love the part where he went on his own personal 5-0 run and they called a timeout just because he went on a 5-0 run to put the Bulls, I believe, up 50-29. Awesome to see. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, that stuff just warms your heart and lets you know that Ayo is ready for these moments, man. And this is why I want to go to the postseason, is for these kind of things, to get this guy that kind of experience, man. So, because he's ready for that. He truly is. So, yes, just I can't say enough good things about how he has played tonight and how he has played all season. Mm-hmm. He has been absolutely awesome. I said last month or before that outside of DeMar DeRozan, he is the most consistent Bull on this team. And you're seeing it. This is exactly what you're seeing, man. It's great to see.
In a similar thought, Joe Bookman in the comments saying, I love how Ayo just elevates to fill whatever role is needed. No ego. Just a hooper.
Yeah, yeah.
Garcon asking, okay, enough. Time for Terry talk. Discuss. Are you referring to Dalen Terry?
He getting, loved the 3-point shot.
More minutes than usual tonight? Or are you referring to Terry Taylor Ooh. And that thunderous alley oop in the fourth quarter? Because that involved both Terrys.
Yes, it did. Terry on Terry.
From
love.
Terry to Terry.
Terry to Terry. Terry to Terry.
Yeah, we saw some nice things from Dalen tonight. 19 minutes off the bench, 6 points, knocked down his lone 3-point attempt, had a couple of mm-hmm. like, oh, shake your head and smile Dalen moments that you expect. But you know, again, chipping in everywhere, which is kind of what we've become accustomed to with Dalen.
Yeah.
Someone who clearly still has his offensive limitations. We were talking about it a little bit while watching the game tonight. Like, he still hasn't really figured out a way to create his own shot.
Yes.
He is someone who appears to be skilled and getting even better, finding good looks for his teammates. Mm-hmm. That one fast break opportunity I remember in the second half where he was on the right and Caruso was on the left, and he got the ball and then kind of like cut baseline and dished out a perfect kick out to Caruso for the corner three. Caruso didn't hit it, but it was just like, it was just heads up, smart decision making from Terry. Also, you know, the incredible alley-oop.
Yeah.
5 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals. Like, that's the Dalen Terry that we know.
That's it. And he's going to fill up those stat sheets. 18 minutes tonight also for him. Billy had him in like a majority of that fourth quarter, mm-hmm. if not the whole fourth quarter. So, but it's great to see that stuff, that Dalen could do those things. Because I also told you, man, we were talking about him. Like, when he gets the ball, he's downhill. He's attacking. That's what he's going to do. And within that, he's got to find his offense. We know when he attacks that he's going to be awesome at dishing the basketball, finding somebody who's open and getting them a great shot. What's it going to be when he just attacks the rim? Because we saw multiple times of him attacking the rim, and that's what you were calling those old Dalen moments right there. Because it was him attacking the rim without a plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just going up in there. It reminded me of Kobe White rookie season, going 1-on-3, 1-on-4 mm-hmm. all the time. I'm just going in, head down, I'm going in. I think he needs to develop something like a little floater, because how he attacks, everybody's back on their heels all the time. I feel like he can get to that, you know what I'm saying, make free throw line extended, you know what I'm saying, or right in the middle of that, hit you with a little floater, because nobody's going to be able to jump and get that if mm-hmm. their feet are going back and back and back like that. He'll have all the room and opportunity to do what he wants. When it starts slowing down for him, I think it'll be so much better. Because he's 100, 200 miles an hour constantly. And that's great. But in your mind, you have to be knowing exactly when to stop, when to pull this, when to do that. Watch Ayo, you know, how he does it. He's fast. He's constantly moving and going forward. Watch Kobe White. He's constantly going forward. When did Kobe connect and get his? When he started slowing down a little bit and realizing, oh, you know what? Let me hit you with this Euro step. And we did see a Dalen Euro step we out did. There. It was kind of fly, kind of flavorful. I liked it a lot. But, yeah, man, I think just the game is just has to slow down just a little bit for him. And I think he'll be so much better for it, man. But he puts pressure on the opposing team. And that's stuff that I like.
Sal Carson saying, Dalen looks good coming off the pick and roll. Just needs to get his feet right, pull up, and can those jumpers.
Yeah.
Also saying, we need him to go up strong on the rim attacks. The floater would be good, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, let me just quickly do this. I do also want to touch on Batum, who led the bench in minutes tonight.
He did.
Before that, before Chase and Ashland have a freaking stroke, I see your point about the – well, Chase and Ashland are just very enthused about the win tonight.
Okay.
And very enthused about one of their predictions, that is, hey, the Bulls have these three winnable games on deck.
Oh, Lord.
And three games under, three winnable games means we're going to make our way to the 500,
I'll
right?
I'll be over here.
After we beat the Wizards and then the Blazers and then the Rockets – I see you, Chase and Ashland. I see you, and I hear you, and I stand with you. Katie Brick, crazy. We'll see. We'll see. And don't think I didn't see that thing you tried to slip in about a veggie burger. I never agreed to any sort of bet that had me eating a veggie burger.
That's
as the
true.
Bulls win these three games and get back to 500, finally.
That's very true.
What I said is that I would come here on this show and eat crow and admit I was wrong in my prediction that the Bulls would not win three straight to get back to 500.
Because a bird is actual meat, Joey, so he'll definitely do that.
Never eaten a crow.
Never?
Not an actual crow.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I've eaten crow in the literary comparison, literary metaphor kind of way. But no, never. Have you ever eaten a crow?
No. Rabbit.
What are we, like, working on the wall at the Night's Watch? Like
times are hard, man. Times are tough, baby. Oh, man. Also, there's a new movie, they remake The Crow. I saw the trailer for it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Skarsgård.
Ooh.
He's going to star in
Which
that.
One? Doesn't matter. They're all good.
The other one.
The other one.
you know exactly what I'm talking about, too. But he's going the one who was it, the one who played in it.
Right. Steven? Alexander? No, that's.
Yeah.
Stellan.
We'll take it.
Sure.
Also in Dune. Shout out Dune.
Shout out Dune. Joey loves the Dune.
People are stoked about that
Joey
Dune
Joey loves the Dune. It's the new Star Wars, man.
Okay.
Dune 3 is going to be crazy.
For the record, I made a pancake the other day. It looked exactly like a character in Dune.
See what I mean?
Did you try to make your pancake look like a Dune character?
No, I flipped it over. It looked like the worm from Dune. Like, exactly like it.
Interesting.
I'm very proud of you, Joe.
I confirmed with other people.
Okay.
I have so many questions.
So do I, but you know what? Let's knock out a couple quick ads, and then we will hear from Will the Goat Golly on the other side of it. Apparently, Eli in the comments said eating crow is bad luck.
Mm.
Did not know that.
Mm.
What's next, Dave?
Joe, what time is it?
Game time up. Game time up. Sorry.
It's all right.
Regular Joe got excited.
It's all right, man. It's all right. You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all your sports, music, comedy, and theater events nearest you with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, the best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying those tickets. Game Time has deals on tickets right after the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It is not the place. No. It is the place to find last-minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals, sponsored deals on tickets for football, hockey, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and so much more. And with zone deals, you pick the section and Game Time does the selecting for an average savings of, drum roll, back, 18%. And with the Game Time guarantee, it means you will always get the best price possible. So, take the guesswork out of buying those tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use that code CHGO. Get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
That's CHGO. Get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Because my pack. What time is it?
Get out!
You know how I always feel like I am in game time mode?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Eating bacon.
Yes. Sounds right.
I told you earlier tonight about some delicious bacon I had last night.
He definitely told me about the bacon that he had.
And it wasn't Charlie the Bacon Guy's bacon because I was out at a restaurant.
Right.
Shout out Smith and Walensky. Great dinner last night. But Charlie the Bacon Guy, if you're looking to have bacon at home that you have ready whenever you want it, whenever you get that craving for bacon, which we all know we get, I don't know, 76,000 times a day, Charlie the Bacon Guy is the guy to go to.
He's got it right
to
now.
Put that bacon in your fridge or your freezer. Yes.
If you eat bacon at a restaurant, do you go home and eat bacon?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm just asking. I'm just,
There's no strict rules about ordering bacon at a restaurant and then not being allowed to have bacon at home later that same day.
No, let's say you weren't allowed. Just asking how you do. That's all.
There are also never leftovers when it comes to bacon.
That's
so it's not like I would be eating bacon at a restaurant and be like, man, you know what? I think I'm going to, can I get a doggy bag? I'm going to bring this home. No.
First of all, there's going to be no doggy bag of bacon with you, sir.
That's
it's
what
not
I'm saying.
Making it out of there.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
But Charlie the Bacon Guy has some delicious bacon. So many different flavors. More than Baskin-Robbins ice cream flavors, y'all. You got to check them out. He's based out of Woodbridge, Illinois. He makes craft bacon and bacon jams in 35 different flavors. You can get them from Charlie vacuum sealed, and it freezes perfectly. Bacon lasts in the package up to 60 days in the fridge and for a week longer after you break that seal. It'll last for a full 9 months in the freezer. Bacon jam lasts even longer, 90 days in the fridge, up to a year in your freezer if you just want to have bacon jam on hand. You know, open freezer in case of bacon jam emergency. It wouldn't last that long. Not nearly that long in my freezer.
No.
And it never does. Bacon jam goes perfectly on anything in anything. Scramble it into some of your scrambled eggs in the morning. You can spread it on your toast. Put it on your charcuterie board the next time you're hosting and being fancy about it.
Oh, fancy.
He also has some really cool merch. Coffee mugs, glasses, beanies, hats, t-shirts, stickers. All sorts of fun stuff. Check them out. You can find it at charliethebaconguy.com. Instagram, charliethebaconguy. Twitter, at czthebaconguy. You can also email him, charliethebaconguy@gmail.com. Starting now, you can save 10% off your order at charliethebaconguy.com when you use promo code CHGO at checkout. You could pick it up, the most efficient way to do it. Or if you're not super close to Woodridge, you could have him meet you halfway somewhere. He can have it delivered to you. You can even have it shipped to you, whatever way you want to do it. You can find it and more info on how to get that delicious bacon in your life, charliethebaconguy.com. He makes the bacon so you can bring it home. Joe.
Go turn.
That's why it's the goat. The goat. His
face. Joining us on the Go Talk Hotline is our guy, Will the Go Gottlieb from the UC. Follow him for all of his Bulls reporting, Will_Gottlieb. Read his stuff, allchgo.com. Will, nice cushy cruise to victory tonight and a career night from Io Desumu. What is your biggest takeaway from this laugher over the Washington Wizards?
Yeah, I think it was the second time they've won by 20 or more and the first time they've won by 10 since January 20th. When they beat the Grizzlies here by 20. It's only the eighth game that they won by 10 points, by more than 10 points on this year. So definitely a comfortable win. I think it was nice to just get a little bit of breathing room, a little bit of rest to where you didn't really need to force feed DeMar too much. And that really opened up a lot of opportunities for guys like Io Desumu, who had a career night and just continues to impress. I think, you know, last game we had talked to him and talked to Billy about how there was kind of an opportunity there without Kobe for him to get downhill, put some pressure on the defense and create some offense. And, you know, the big takeaway is like, you know, obviously Kobe being out of the lineup, you're going to miss those points, right? That's 20 points a game that just isn't going to be there anymore. But a lot of times you can find a way to produce that 20 points by committee. But what the Bulls really feel like they're missing is those 16 to 18 paint touches per game that Kobe gives you. And so how can you manufacture that? How can you replicate that? And Io needs to be somebody who does that. And I think, you know, he said it, Billy said it last game, it wasn't enough. And I think it was really the first time he's had an opportunity to have the ball in his hands a little bit more like that. And, you know, you saw from game one to game two in terms of his chance to do that, the huge improvement that he made. So just getting downhill, whether it was finishing by himself or getting one of his 9 assists, I just thought he did a lot better. He was feeling really good. Billy was very pleased with the way that he played. And I think it just speaks to the fact that he has a little bit more room to grow. I mean, it's not just going to be the kind of thing where he's the catch and shoot threes guy, maybe attack some closeouts, but it seems like he has, and just with his work ethic and the way that he just continues to decide that where I'm at is not good enough, I think there's still a lot more offensive upside to go. So really exciting game from Io.
Well, I was a little upset at how Billy had some of these guys out there in the fourth quarter. I felt like that the Bens could at least hold a lead against the Wizards, a bunch of 3 guys who I knew and the rest I just honestly didn't. but I'm sure you could break down to me why, you know, those guys were out there. But Io with the 40 minutes and DeMar with 34 when he only took 7 shots, and Caruso, who looked like he got hurt. I think that's what really kind of upset me, was seeing that happen. But yeah, talk to me about that, the reasoning behind it, and why.
Well, Caruso was fine after the game. There's no injury to report on him so far, as far as what Billy told us. So obviously we'll keep an eye on the injury report, but it doesn't really look like that was anything. So that was good to hear. You know, the Wizards cut it down to like 16 or 14 at one point. So I think that they were just being extra cautious. You know, Billy kind of pointed out that DeMar wasn't taking a lot of shots, but he was still manipulating the game. You know, they cut it to 16 and then he got to the free throw line and put it to 18 and kind of reset and recorrected the momentum. And he felt like that was really valuable. And then for Io, it was just like, man, he's cooking. He's got an opportunity here to really grow. But yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, I think the minutes load has been something that these guys need to be careful about. Io 41 minutes, Caruso 34, DeRozan 35. In a game they won by 29. So they probably did not need to be out there. But I think also, like, the way that these games can kind of turn, if you take your starters out at the start of the fourth quarter and it's a 20-point game, and then all of a sudden they hit 3 threes and it's a 9-point game, like, it may be a little bit hard once you've told them they're done for the night. So that's just a guess. I mean, I think Billy's just generally a little bit more conservative with, you know, cleaning up games. And quite frankly, they just have not had a lot of games like this to experiment. So maybe that had something to do with it too. But I know Billy has been asked and has been answering the question of minutes all year. And, you know, he's missing 5 of the guys on his roster. So I think he's just trying to do the best he can. Because when you take out your starters, now you're putting in the 3rd and 4th string guys instead of the 2nd string guys.
We got some silliness and some antics down the stretch of this one. Vooch getting into it with Draymond Green's uncle, according to Stacey King, Omer Rui on that Wizards bench, trying to make things happen, trying to make a name for himself, throwing his body around. Curious if Vooch spoke to y'all after this one tonight, and if he had any further intel on what exactly they were having a frank difference of opinion about out there on the court tonight.
Yeah, so I guess Vooch, like, either turned the ball over or the ball was stolen from him and he was running back on the other way and had something to say to the ref about it and maybe thought he should have gotten a foul or something like that. And then Omarui had some choice words for him. Didn't like exactly whatever it was that he said. Vooch said he called him the B word. I don't know in what context, but Vooch took exception to that obviously and decided to kind of put him in his place and just let him know, like, don't say that to a veteran player who's been around for 10 plus years in this league, who's been an all-star. Like, you can trash talk, you can, you know, whatever, but, like, don't be disrespectful. And he felt like that's not something that any player should ever say to anyone. So he took exception to that. And then I think he obviously had the and-one and got to flex on him a little bit, which he said he was just having fun with. So obviously not like a huge deal. It didn't result in anything major, but, just last few games, it seems like Vooch has really let his emotions fly a little bit. And sometimes they've gone a little bit off the rails tonight. Obviously not quite the case, but yeah, I think he was just kind of taking exception to what Omarui said to him.
Well, the other person we kind of talked about was Dalen Terry, just the game that he kind of had. if you could expound on just what you saw from him, because we saw, obviously, it felt like what we usually see, some good, some bad, you know what I'm saying, some indifference, some in between. We saw him hit the three, but we saw him, you know, going to the lane and, you know, kind of not, you know, knowing what to do, you know, when he was going up with the shot. But your opinion on Dalen, because he definitely filled up the stat sheet.
He did, yeah. 6 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. You know, I think it's kind of the same story with him. And, you know, there's going to be nights where the jump shot looks a little bit better and he's able to make some. But I think until defenses are really pulling out to him and closing out hard to where he can attack those closeouts, it's a little bit difficult to put some of his skills on display. And Billy made that note about Io and the work that he put in to get his jump shot to be not just like passable, but a real asset, a real threat for the Bulls offense, to where now teams are closing out on him. Now he can put his speed on display. Now he can put his ability to finish and facilitate on display. So I think that's kind of the next step for Dalen. He's been working hard with Coach Peter Patton. We see him all the time working with them. And he has gotten a lot better. But I think until that really happens, it's going to just be a lot of inconsistent, because we've seen some of the passing ability that he has, the transition, the defense. Like, there's some interesting tools there, but he needs that shooting to unlock it. So, you know, there's going to be moments where he hits some threes and he looks good. He's able to drive and, you know, attack closeouts and get to the rim. That's great. But until it happens on a consistent basis, I think it's just going to be a little bit difficult for him to come by consistent offense.
I saw your tweets from Billy's pregame media availability, updates on Kobe did not play tonight, Julian Phillips did not play tonight, 2 week timeline given. What other information, context, updates can you tell us about what Billy had to say about the health and, you know, futures of Kobe and Julian?
Yeah, so Kobe, a little bit more of a timeline, even though it's still vague. He said that he is doing pretty well, that the hope is that he can continue to progress as he has the last couple of days. And then coming out of the weekend, this upcoming week, that is the hope. So they've got a game Monday against Portland. It sounds like that one probably is not going to happen. And then I believe Wednesday they have the Rockets, or maybe it's Thursday that they have the Rockets. So that would be kind of the first real chance, I think, for Kobe to come back. But if not, then likely the final game. But Kobe's in the locker room tonight. He was having fun. He was joking around. So he seems to be in good spirits. And then Julian Phillips, not much more to add there other than he's been dealing with the foot issue on and off for a little bit of time. And I think they kind of wanted to just put the boot on it to, you know, it's flaring up. They want to put the boot on it to really take the weight off of it so that he has a chance to let that calm down and heal a little bit. So they're going to look at him again in 2 weeks, and hopefully it's nothing serious. So we'll get more information then.
Will, two questions for you before I get out of here. One, what do you think of my fantasy football trophy that's sitting right here on the desk, this crystal, wonderful crystal trophy that's sitting here looking all amazing and wonderful? Let me grab that for you. I want to move this out the way.
It's right in front of the Larry O'Brien right there.
Sitting right here looking all special. It's very heavy, by the way. This is a very heavy trophy, sir. This is wonderful, well-earned.
There it is.
I just wanted to get gold approval because it will not make a return into this studio.
So, you have good approval. That is good.
Thank you, sir. And secondly, sir, since you're getting out of here, thank you very much. Who will be your goat, your goon of the night?
The goat goon.
Goat goon.
Can I say Caleb Williams?
Shoom!
I like that, actually.
Shadaisy. I mean, you can.
I kind of like that.
There's no rules against you saying that name.
That's true.
It has to be a Bulls player. I'll go with Booch for the antics at the end that were the really only exciting thing to happen in that game. But if not, I'm going with the future starting quarterback of our.
It doesn't have to be a Bulls player. Like, we've been gooned of the night. Joey Father's been gooned. It doesn't have to be a Bulls player. You know what I mean? But I feel you.
Caleb, it is.
All right.
Wow.
Shout out all right. to Justin, though. I'm wishing him the best, and I'm very glad that this toxic saga can now finally come to an end.
Yes.
Agreed. Yes, agreed. Will, thanks for joining us, man. Bulls fans, read all of his stuff covering the Bulls, allchgo.com. Sign up to become a diehard so you can get the best of the best of Will's coverage, breakdowns, analysis, and more. Follow him on the Twitter machine at Will_Gottlieb. Buddy, get home safe. Have a great night. Have a great tomorrow, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Talk to you guys.
Peace.
The GOAT.
GOAT.
All right, well, we got his vote. Shall we knock out the rest of it?
Hitting me with it, Joey!
To be the man, you gotta beat the man! Now!
galore up in here tonight in the CHGO studios, y'all. Goon of the Night, brought to you by Empire Today. All they do is floors, 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 no matter what. 588-2300. Back!
Empire
Today. Spathis, Joey, I will start with you. Who will be your goon of the night?
You know, this is a tough one.
Oh. Caleb Williams?
No. Not going to go Caleb Williams because I don't want to be eaten alive by Bears fans in the chat. But I've got a couple people I want to shout out. Vooch obviously is one. For his antics, which is like, you know, I'm not the biggest Vooch fan always, but he does have some sass to him, which is enjoyable to watch occasionally. And I think it's funny when he gets like annoyed with this clearly lower tier player. So I enjoyed that. Iota Sumu obviously deserves a shout out for Goon of the Night.
I agree.
I mean, probably more than a shout out, if we're being honest. 34 points, nine assists, one turnover. He's probably the Goon of the Night in my eyes. I also want to give a shout out to Fake Woj, who I think stole the show a bit.
Very goon antics, yes.
Just sort of random. I was thinking about that. I'm like, why tonight? How'd this guy think of, you know, tonight, the Derrick Rose? So I'll go with Io, but a lot of goons tonight.
Mm. I like it.
A lot of goons.
Matt Peck, right. Sir, your goon of the night.
Must give some goon love to the Worm, as our friend Ben Dean just mentioned in the comments.
Yes.
Anytime Dennis Rodman is in the United Center, it makes my heart smile.
Yes.
It was crazy. Like, it seemed like they were maybe trying to get him to address the crowd, and he kind of took the mic for a second and tried to speak and got...
Don't give him a live mic.
All, yeah. It's a bold choice. Bold choice, you know, God. Bulls game ops people giving a live hot mic to Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
But mostly he just, like, tried to speak a couple times and was overwhelmed with emotion and waved the crowd. And, I mean, Dennis is a complex character.
Yeah.
Flawed and beautiful.
Yeah.
Like everyone out there. It is so apparent that this 3-year stint that he had with this team decades ago now still means something to him deep inside when he gets that kind of reception from Bulls fans in that building.
Yeah.
Some of whom, like when they panned across on the broadcast, the UC crowd going crazy when they saw Dennis was there, were kids who like never saw Dennis play.
Yeah.
But the dude is a legend.
Yeah.
And he's a legend for a few different reasons. And he's a legend in a few different ways.
Yeah.
But, man, this fan base loves him. Yeah. And I'm always happy to see him. And I always wish the best for him. Mm. And a dude who can take a mic and not even say anything and then still get a crowd of people to do that.
Yeah, man.
That's goon shit.
He's right. And shout out to those kids. One of them had on a Barkley Suns jersey also. So shout out to that kid for that. Yeah, well said, man. Very well said. Well, goon of the night, Joey Spathis. Got it? There it is.
Bang.
Goon of the night goes to Nikola Vucevic. Honestly, it was going to Dennis Rodman all the way up until that. Why? Because I have never... ever seen Vooch do something like that,
dude?
Ever. And we've been watching him.
We saw him
flick
off a ref one time, right?
Yes, we saw that. I can expect that. You know, European, I can see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Flipping you off, cursing at you, pushing, hitting you with the too small. I never seen him do that, bro.
But he was right, because that dude needed to be put in his place. He was flailing around that court acting a damn fool.
I would.
Not all too smalls are created equal. Like, it was a very, like, obvious, in-your-face, too small. He wasn't running back. It was literally, like looking right in his face.
Pat Bev does it to the person
behind
the counter when he's picking up his dry cleaning.
Right. But I'm saying it wasn't a lower key.
I said medium starch!
That's what I'm
saying,
man.
Joe?
That's it. Like,
oh, my goodness.
But it was very, like, it wasn't like he was, like, trotting back on defense and just kind of, like, hit it, like, low. He did it very obviously.
He did it right next to him. He stood there right next to him and hit him with the
looking
two
at him, and everyone in the stadium saw it.
Yes. And it was after the media play after they had the little dust up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the very next play. And he did that in the and one and hit the free throw. No, that's he deserves it. He earned it. Goon of the night in a very rare occasion.
Man.
Goes to Nikola.
Is that Vucevic's first win, Joe?
Let me check the record books.
Joey, while he's checking the record books. Dave, you want to give a shout out to our friends at Coors Light?
Chilling.
Woo, yeah.
It's what we like to do. It's what we always on. And the people that help us do that is the people at Coors Light. Because that cold lager, cold filter deliciousness is always available. And it can be available to you too, y'all. Because whether it's your team stressing you out, not tonight, or life in general, things can feel just a little bit chaotic. That's why Coors Light helps you find moments to chill all year long. Oh, it's just a beautiful thing.
Mm.
So some of you people out there celebrating St. Patty's, I understand you're wilding out. You're tripping. When you get in there, chill. Grab you a Coors Light. Chill. And enjoy yourself, man. So when those mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies. Coors Light is cold lager, cold filter, and cold package for a smoother finish. Smooth. We can attest to that.
So smooth.
When it's time to chill, open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment, crisp as the Colorado Rockies. And when it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer that I reach for. You see what I just did? I reached for it. I got it. It's mine. It's beautiful. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart. That's right. You don't have to go out to have St. Patty's Day.
Mm-mm.
You can get Coors Light.
Stay at home where it's safe.
Where it's safe, ladies and gents. Stay inside and get some cold Coors Light delivered right to you via Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. Coors Light. Find your chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Light Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Golden, Colorado. Joe, do we have a confirmation?
This was Vucevic's first win of the season.
First win. First nomination.
First win.
Not sure if it was. It probably wasn't his first nomination.
Probably not his first nomination.
Yes, but first win.
But first win. That's shout big. Out to him. Big time.
Big stuff.
It's always hard to get that first one on the board.
That's it.
Then the rest start to fall. A couple of super chats I think we saw. AK just threw one in for $19.99. Mm-hmm. Saw bits of this game. Bulls clawing towards 500 yet again. Oh, AK. good win when like half your roster's on the injured list. Was in Florida for work, meeting all of last week, so missed most games and post games. You're supporting the channel. Appreciate you, AK.
Appreciate you, AK, as
also,
always.
Congratulations on taking a nice little brain break from the Bulls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't miss too much.
Not really.
Some more players got hurt.
Yeah.
And they won some, lost some.
Ugh. Where's my
I hope light? You missed that Mavs game.
Ooh.
Or, you know, unless you enjoy watching Luka pick teams apart, because then you would have enjoyed it.
Or Daniel Gafford hitting all those shots.
33-33. I'm still so sad that he had that layup miss, like, in the first minute of that game. He was two away from tying and three away from setting that record.
I appreciate him getting it out the way in the first quarter.
Yeah.
But now all I know is, when I say Will Chamberlain, I'm right behind him. It's Daniel Gafford. That's all I know.
Just craziness.
How awesome is it?
Good luck on your quest to see this team get to 500, AK. Wish you nothing but the best. The Duke. Shout out to the Duke. Haven't seen you in a while, man. I know you said he was hanging out in the Bears emergency pod today.
Yes. He was.
Saying got trolled by the Duke. Hashtag Badger for life. You must have heard us talking about our Wisconsin Badger hate earlier. Don't you shade me, Peck. Good W. We back. Hey, man. Nothing against you. Nothing against you.
Mm.
You had a good time. Went to Wisconsin. Had a good time. That's cool.
Did you? Did you do that? Did you do those things? I did want to point out D-Laws. Was it D-Laws 023?
Yeah, D-Laws 023.
And Clout.
Mm-hmm.
Both big fans of turkey bacon.
Hey.
Now, I will say Clout. Clout is a Muslim, so that's why he's enjoying the turkey bacon.
Okay.
D-Law's out. He's just probably off of that and trying to, you know, just trying to be better, I guess.
I should bite my tongue.
Bite it.
All of my opinions bite on it. This subject from here on out would probably be offensive.
Yes, it's true. Enjoy the bacon, guys. Enjoy the turkey bacon. Absolutely, man. And shout out to y'all for being up in here, man. Dave, can I get a happy St. Patrick's Day, fans, in your Irish Jamaican accent?
I mean, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
And today is Chicago Saturday, St. Patrick's. It is. So basically, honorary St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Top of the morning to you. Bumble clats.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we're drinking a cold Coors Light.
It's so good.
Eli's never had bacon.
I'm sorry, Eli.
Oh, man. What type of the morning to you, Eli? Get your bacon in your system, don't you know?
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Also, speaking of St. Patty's, grab yourself this dope green CHGO flag shirt available at the Merch Locker now, part of the Chicago collection that we just dropped.
Oh, look at
on
it.
On our second anniversary.
How dope is that?
Back on March 4th. And, you know, maybe you weren't ready for it this year, but grab it so next year or any other time you want to wear a little dash green.
Yes.
You'll have it. Also, it. So excited for so many of those other Chicago collection items that are on the way.
On the way.
To my house.
Oh, beautiful thing.
Right now.
The dash law said, oh, Paul. Oh, Paul. Oh, Paul. Is that how you say it?
David O'Watson.
Is that how you say it? Oh, Paul.
Absolutely foolish.
Lord of mercy.
AK threw in one more little 199 Super Chat asking, Derrick Rose retire? Question mark. Are you joking about the fact that that was a fake tweet, or did you not know yet?
A fake tweet. He did not retire. It's Can fake. It's fake. It's fake.
Learn how Twitter works, people.
It
sucks that there are people out there who are like, oh, I'm going to get my jollies by duping people with this fake account of this real person.
I'll allow that because he's right in this instance.
It's dumb.
It's some jerk shit.
It sucks that there are people out there who find that to be amusing or makes them feel better about themselves. I'm going to pull the blinds over on these people today, pretending to be Adrian Wojnarowski and saying that Derrick Rose retired.
Yeah.
What sick, dark, twisted people find any sort of meaning or joy out of doing that? But
I don't like it.
Sad news, folks.
Tell me.
A lot of people out there in the universe suck. They don't provide value. They are only here to try to drag us cool people down. Don't let them.
Don't let them.
Do your homework.
That's right.
Know what you're talking about before you spread that shit so you don't look like a fool and you don't waste people's time.
Or come here and find out exactly what the truth is, and we will absolutely tell you. Hey, Julia, sorry that you're sad.
Cheer up.
That's right.
It's Saturday. Tomorrow's Sunday.
That's right.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patty's.
Only person who should be in a bad mood right now are snakes. Supposedly, if you believe in.
That's right.
You know.
That's how we did. We go clubbing.
If you believe in ghost stories or whatever the hell that is. Clubbing them snakes.
Clubbing them snakes. And slapping them.
Speaking of clubbing, if you are still out and about tonight, partying in Chicago or anywhere, because it's Saturday of St. Patty's weekend, please get home safe. Please travel and transport yourselves responsibly. Mm. Have a great time. And then drink plenty of water tomorrow.
Yes. Hydrate, y'all.
We are off tomorrow. Bulls are off tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get some positive updates on the team and people's various injury and health statuses. The Bulls back in action on Monday, taking on the Blazers. 7 p.m. tip, 6:30 Central pregame. We will be here.
Mm-hmm.
We will see you then. Mm-hmm. For Joey on the controls, at Joey Spathis.
There he is.
Twin brother of Troll Joe. Mm-hmm. Big Dave Bow, BAWL Sports. Our guy, Will the Go, Will underscore Golly. I'm Bulls underscore Peck. We are CHO underscore Bulls. We appreciate you. We love you, Bulls Nation. Have a great rest of your weekend. We will talk to you on Monday. See you up again.
Clubbing the snakes. Peace.